tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
Our subject today, when will the rapture happen? Everyone wants to know, is the rapture going to be before the tribulation, in the middle of the tribulation, or at the end of the tribulation? This is actually the question that we receive most here at End Time Ministries. I guess one of the reasons that we receive this question is because people know that I believe that the church will be on the earth during the Great Tribulation. Now, first of all, believing in a pre-tribulation rapture or a post-tribulation rapture is not a salvation issue. Any of us could be snatched out into eternity without a moment's notice today. Therefore, this question should never be allowed to become a cause for division among Christians, and that's really important. I've published End Time Magazine for 21 years, and even though I believe in a post-tribulation rapture, I've never put that in our magazine because I wanted End Time Magazine to be a soul-winning tool, not a debating forum. So then the question arises, so why address it now after all this time? Well, there's a reason. All the prophetic fulfillments are converging together to indicate that we're very close to the beginning of that final seven-year period called Daniel's 70th week. Some people believe the entire 7 years is the Great Tribulation. Others say, no, the Great Tribulation is the last half, 3.5 years. Regardless, it looks like we're real close to the beginning of that time. Consequently, it's starting to affect everything we do. Number one, it affects the mindset of the church. Should we be preparing to disappear suddenly in a pre-trib rapture? Or should we be gearing up for the greatest evangelistic thrust the church has ever known as these prophetic events progress? We should be taking advantage of them, showing people, look, what's happening in our world right now is prophesied in the Bible. Now, the second thing that we need to look at is the danger of incorrect beliefs. Let's say that you're pre-tribulation, and it's not true. Some people are so adamantly pre-trib that if the mark of the beast showed up today, they would take it. They would say, well, this can't be the real mark of the beast because I won't be here at that time. This must simply be a precursor. Consequently, if they hold to that doctrine too strong and it's incorrect, they could inadvertently take the mark of the beast. Now, this would result in them being forever damned, obviously. So that's another reason why it's important as we enter the times immediately ahead that we really know what the Bible says. So let's look at what the Bible actually says about when the rapture will take place. Let's set aside preconceived ideas. It doesn't matter what the commentaries say or anyone says. It matters what the Bible says. And the Bible's real clear on this point. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to take a look at it. Now, being privileged to be born into a wonderful Christian home, I was told that the rapture would take place before the tribulation, and then there would be 7 years of great tribulation. So I grew up believing in a pre-tribulation rapture because that's what I was told was true. But when I began to travel as an evangelist, holding revival meetings, I would often preach that the rapture of the church could occur at any moment. However, there were some scriptures that bothered me about that statement. So I began to study. The first place I went was to the words of Jesus Christ himself, and that's the best place, of course, to go. The most famous prophecy chapter of the entire Bible, Matthew chapter 24. When did Jesus say the rapture would occur? Here it is, Matthew 24, verse 29 through 31. Listen to Jesus. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Okay, Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the Lord send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather them together. They will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. I said to my dad, Dad, it says right here, immediately after the tribulation. Well, Dad was not a prophecy scholar. He couldn't answer me. And so every time a minister would come through, he'd say, ask him. So I would, we had all kinds of interesting discussions around our home over this issue because I felt like I needed to know. Well, the most famous argument against this being the rapture is they say, but he's going to gather the elect. The elect is the Jews. But is it? What does the Bible say about that? I looked up the word elect in my concordance. It's 13 times in the book, in the New Testament. And to my amazement, it never referred to the Jews one time. It always referred to the church. A couple of times it referred to angels. But let me give you some sample scriptures. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Paul wrote and said, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Who's he talking to here? He's talking to the Colossian church. So he calls them the elect. And then he writes to the church at Rome in Romans 8, 33. And he says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. And so he again is speaking to the church, calling them the elect. Then finally in Romans chapter number 11, verse 7, this is really clear. What then? Israel hath not obtained that.